Howdy, my name is Richard, and my guests today are the Cherry Tree Parade from all over the Kansas City area. Some of you guys are in Leavenworth suburbs, Kansas City. One of you was in Lawrence up until a day ago, and everything's sort of changing, but, you know, that's the nature of the beast. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
My name's Matthew Collins. I play guitar, piano, and do some vocals.
I'm Jonathan, his brother. So Collins last name too. I do vocals, guitar, piano, and synth.
Okay. So being brothers and all, is that like something you've shared for a long time, like making music and being in bands and stuff?
Yeah, we never really had any friends, so we had no choice but to play music together.
Big military brats and all, you know.
So, really?
Yeah.
So moved around a lot?
Yeah.
So we were kind of all that we had, and then picked up instruments and kind of went from there.
How many places have you moved being military kids?
A lot.
Yeah.
We've never been in a place more than 2 years, really. Until
really?
We were old enough to stay in our own places.
Mm. So. And how old are you guys now?
I'm 20. This is, yeah.
And I'm 24. I'm okay, quite old.
You've been established in the area for a little bit now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you feeling like Kansas City is home at all? You getting like a good feel for the music scene, or are you still kind of testing the waters?
I appreciate Kansas City, and I'm from Seattle, so that's really my home and where I'm rooted. But Kansas City has been, if I'm going to move to another place, I would definitely like to move here. It's a great place.
Yeah. I don't know. Washington's still kind of my mecca.
So. Yeah. So, you know, how long was it that you guys were in up in the Washington, Seattle area?
A year and a half. August 27th of 2007. It was the day I died.
What's that?
I said it was the day I died.
Oh, man. That's kind of a sad note.
I'm just teasing. I love it.
But you're back. You're here with us doing the podcast.
Yeah.
You guys have a new EP, and do you have a name for it or anything?
It's just going to be a self-titled EP because basically all the songs on it were written about the Cherry Tree Parade, the story of the Cherry Tree Parade. So it's a self-titled album, actually. That way everyone would kind of understand why the name exists and you don't have to answer that question all the time.
Okay. Well, we can talk more about that in a little bit. First, let's listen to some music. This is the second song, and what's it called?
Called Perfectly Polyphonic.
So what is the story of the Cherry Tree Parade that seems to have some sort of concept behind it?
You go. Well, basically, it's about a guy from the beginning of his conception to his death. And so all the songs are structured as a part of his life. And, for instance, the song is after he's grown up, he's gone through a lot of trauma, and he's in love with this girl, absolutely in love with her, but he had done some like crazy things. He killed her little brother when he was little.
By accident.
So like she absolutely like hates him and all that, and their family has nothing to do with him, so he just basically is a stalker. He's in love with her, and so all he does is love her from a distance and take pictures of her. It's kind
so
of
this is autobiographical
song. Yeah, it's about me.
No.
So, if not autobiographical, then what was some of the inspiration for it?
I don't know, just little elements of life, and then trying to make them fit it, kind of be a little bit less personal.
It's a lot easier to write about a broad subject, and because there's so many sappy like love songs and so many like sappy things, that we really wanted to try and do something that went along more of like the country roots where they write stories, but yet it still can speak to the listener.
Do you listen to a lot of country music or even like older stuff? No.
I appreciate it, but I have a hard time with it.
Yeah. Yeah. What about like the, you know, Kris Kristofferson's and Willie Nelson's of the world?
We needed them. But I can't say that I listened to them.
Yeah.
Just like Metallica. We needed them, but God, I hate them.
Throw a little Concrete Angel on, you know, cry myself to sleep.
All right. This song is called Perfectly Polyphonic, which is one of many titles with alliteration, I noticed.
Yeah.
You guys also have Pity Party for Penny, Beards Grow Bodies. Are you guys fans of alliteration, or is that just a coincidence?
I don't know. We're all kind of literary. I don't know. Like, we all read, so it's kind of happens.
I never realized it until you said something.
Yeah, I didn't realize how many had it.
Wow, I guess our next song has no...
Yeah. It's just one-word titles
from
now on.
Yeah, one-word titles from now on. Thanks for
reading. What have you been reading lately? Any favorite authors?
I don't know. I just got done reading Invisible Monsters by Chuck Palahniuk, and that was really good. I like that.
I'm really into like experimental novels like Mark Danielewski. Right now, I'm reading House of Leaves, about to start his other book, Only Revolutions.
Which is really good. He's let me borrow it right now before he moves on, so.
You should check it out. It's a great book.
Do you write at all for, you know, not music? Do you write any, like, you know, poetry or short fiction or anything like that?
I do. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you guys collaborate on lyrics? Is that something that's collaborative?
Yeah. We work separately a lot, but then we work together a lot, because sometimes if one of us has a halting point, then we'll go ahead and just...
Or just get together. Just get together and be like, hey, I wrote these lyrics, what do you think? And then be like, no, those suck, dude, change that. Or be like, that's pretty cool. How about this?
What are the advantages and disadvantages of like working together as brothers?
Oh, we can hate each other so bad. It's terrible.
And since we live together right now, we can't really get away from each other if we get in little tiffs. So kind of, I don't know. So there's some disadvantages, but advantages, I mean, we're kind of not afraid to be brutally honest with each other, so...
Yeah, it's like peanut butter and jelly. Because
we're
kind of
delicious together.
Yeah, we taste good together. Ladies.
So, which alliterative title is this? June Bugs in July.
Correct. Yeah. God dang.
All right, here we go. So being from Washington, am I correct in saying there's a little bit of Death Cab for Cutie, Seattle rock, I don't know, less Pearl Jam, more Death Cab?
I guess. I don't really, I'm not a big fan of Death Cab, actually.
Neither of us listen to him, but I think that maybe some of the Washington style, because a lot of the bands there kind of have a little bit of a, it's not like a similar sound, but I guess it is a similar sound, but not like same genre type of thing, you know.
Mm-hmm. But are there any favorites from that region that you guys have?
Is an independent band or like
just any? Oh.
Fleet yeah. Foxes, yeah, Fleet Colonies.
Foxes. Colonies is a great band. They're
Don't
a local
Tell Sophie.
Band there. Yeah, Don't Tell Sophie.
Yeah. And was that stuff you were hip to when you were up there, or is it just kind of now, more recently, you've become
they're just
aware of this type of
pretty good friends of ours that like actually made really good music, though. So
okay.
we're kind of
yeah.
fans first, friends second.
And what? Say it again. The name?
Well, there's Fleet Foxes. They're kind of
they're
big
a bigger
now.
Band.
Right.
But
Don't Tell Sophie.
Yeah.
Colonies. Colonies.
Do you have any stories of Fleet Foxes before they were famous?
Never knew
no.
them personally.
Okay. Yeah. Never knew them personally.
Those guys.
Just okay. a fan
oh,
of
man,
music.
They trashed my pool.
What about in Kansas City? You know, where have you made friends, and what sort of bands have you been running with?
Man, it seems like we never stop making friends. Like
I don't know. I'm pretentious. So.
Oh, my brother. Yeah, he's kind of a jerk. He thinks he's better than everyone, but. Just recently we met the ACBs, great guys. I mean, I've just now got familiar with the Republic Tigers, but they're pretty good. So yeah, there's some great bands in the scene, and we just keep meeting them, and they've all been really friendly and welcoming. Like, you can't really complain.
Cool. And as the record comes out next week, you guys have a few shows lined up, and you're kind of doing the super tour of Kansas and Missouri.
The tiny tour.
The little mini tour.
I believe you have April 15th at the Jackpot, 16th at the Czar Bar in KC, and then you got some shows in Columbia and Kirksville.
Correct.
And you have some roots in Kirksville, Truman State University as well, right?
Yeah, correct.
Our drummer graduated from there, right?
So, yep.
Okay.
And I heard they love entertainment, so I mean, why not take advantage?
Well, they love entertainment in Branson too, but I don't know if you guys would want to go there.
So. We don't wear enough makeup.
We'll go. We'll grab the Haygoods, see if they want to do a song with us.
Who are they?
Oh, they're a local act up in Branson.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. That doesn't sound like Branson's kind of
scene. They sound like Branson.
Oh, they don't. They do sound like the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so what else do you guys have planned for, you know, this EP and, you know, the rest of the year?
You go.
Well,
I don't know.
After we do the release, we're going to go ahead and start the writing phase for our new album. We're going to stock up on a bunch of merch and stuff and kind of just try and take it to more of a business aspect than a show aspect and try and do some stuff successfully independently. Nowadays, you can't really rely on record labels, so we're just going to do what we can to profit on our own, you know?
Definitely need some more merch. Right now, our merch table's pretty bare. It's like a tumbleweed.
It's got nothing.
Cool. All right. Well, this is a pity party for Penny, and sounds like this. It's an interesting line. It's hard to get down with pictures of Christ on your wall.
That's a common question.
Yeah.
Or comment.
Yeah, it's kind of a little bit of a kind of a personal real life thing, but also kind of it's a metaphor kind of because like this girl that he's hooking up with has got like picture of like her dad, and he's like kind of like her everything, and like she writes about him all the time even though she doesn't really know him because he like took off when she was young or whatever. And so it's just kind of like, it's kind of weird having just kind of that awkwardness there when he's trying to like staring at him.
Yeah, it's like over your shoulder.
Just don't look at me.
Have you ever tried to have sex with your parents watching?
No, I haven't.
Have you?
No.
It's gross.
Wow. So this must have come from some sort of personal experience. I mean, come on.
I mean, sort of.
Not having his parents watch.
Yeah, not having my parents watch.
But maybe a picture of Jesus.
But yeah. Well, more like a crucifix on a wall. And it was just even worse because it's not like the peaceful Jesus. It was like the look what you're doing to me kind of. So.
Well, we'll keep that in mind next time we sing along with this song.
That's why it's other metaphors, because it can mean all kinds of things. You know, it's whatever is stopping you from doing what you want.
Yeah, this song is called "Get Down" and other metaphors. So
okay.
No alliteration on this one.
Yeah. All right, here we go. This is the first non-alliterative number from the Cherry Tree Parade. That the Mormon Tabernacle Choir there in the background.
Funny story. We actually, it's three men, and I think there's. I did the math. What is it? 72 voices.
Yeah, because we doubled up a bunch.
We just recorded ourselves doing soprano, alto, tenor, and bass parts a number of times, and that was not fun to mix. I'll tell you.
72 times in total, huh?
If we put the voices together, it would have been about 72 voices, I think.
Man. But now you know what you sound like if there were, 72 of you.
Sounds like, honey.
Thank God there are. Yeah.
You also have some banjo on the record, kind of like a cool little element thrown in the mix.
Yeah. We have such a broad taste in music. We really want to, like, it's what every band says, I'm sure, but... Yeah, we just want to try and bring as many different elements as you can into a pop band to keep it rooted into something that has some substance, you know?
Eat your heart out, Sufjan Stevens.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I wish we could touch that.
Well, mostly you guys want to sound like Vanessa Carlton. At least that's what it says on your MySpace. Yeah.
Don't knock Vanessa Carlton.
Yeah, or actually, I'm kind of like Vanessa Carlton.
Yeah.
She's an excellent pianist.
So. Anything else you want to go on the record saying about Vanessa Carlton?
I would love to be her man.
Well, I don't know if we quite have that reach with this podcast yet, but
if she
does tune in, keep it in mind, Vanessa. Well, cool, guys. Thanks for coming in and bringing the record. Good luck with the upcoming release shows and stuff. And anything else you want to let the people know? This is your last chance to really, reach out and touch someone if you want to.
Reach out. I love you guys, and we love your support, and thank you for having us. I hope that you have something to write down, because it sounds like we just babbled for 20 minutes about alliteration.
Yeah, well, that's typically how it goes, so thanks for coming in, guys.
Yeah,
thanks.